In this presentation, we will be discussing selected response tests. You may have also heard these referred to as multiple choice or objective tests. There are three types of selected response questions: true-false questions, matching questions, and multiple choice questions. True-false questions should be used with care. These are often not recommended for classrooms with young children or with special needs students. This is because these populations are highly susceptible to suggestion. It's easy for them to assume that a statement is true because they have read it. Because of this, your validity is lowered. When writing true-false questions, make sure that the statement is totally true or totally false. Don't be tricky. It's not ethical to try and trick your students. When writing matching questions, make sure that your directions are very clear. How do you want students to match the options up? Will some options be used more than once, or will everything be used only once? You also want to make sure that you keep the lists short. Long lists can overwhelm students and cause them not to perform as expected. Finally, and this is a big one, make sure that you keep your list homogeneous. That means that you should not have names and places, or names and dates, or any other combination of things. You may have one set of matching questions for names and one set for places. Never mix the two. Multiple choice questions are surprisingly difficult to write. We'll spend more time on these later in this presentation.